Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Cloud technology is one of the hottest trends in the technology space today. But what exactly is cloud technology? I'm going to talk about that here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And cloud technology is one of the hottest trends in the market today. It's something that many software vendors and technology providers are moving towards. But a common question is, what exactly is cloud technology? And that's what I want to provide an answer to here today. Now to start, just to provide a simple definition to get started, is cloud technology is essentially software and data that doesn't reside on your computer or in your building, but it resides in the internet, in the cloud. And a common well-known example of a cloud type of software would be your Gmail. If you use Gmail for your email, technically that's a cloud software. You don't have the email or the software on your computer, you access it in the cloud over the internet. And the data, which is in this case the emails that you receive and send, that's unique to you. No one else can access that. You have your own private data. But again, it's not hosted on your computer, it's hosted in the cloud. So Gmail is a really fundamental, basic consumer example of cloud technology that is now being adopted by business technology providers as well. So there's two essential types of cloud technology, particularly as we talk about business technology. There's private cloud, which essentially means I buy a certain type of software, and rather than installing it in my building or on my computer, I'm gonna host it in the cloud and access it via the internet. However, it's still my software. I can do whatever I want to it. I can customize it, I can integrate it, I could break it if I want to. So it's my software, it's just residing somewhere else. So that's the first type of cloud technology. The second type of cloud technology is software as a service, or SaaS. And another way to think of this is it's a lot like the first example, which is private cloud, in that it resides in the cloud. The only difference here is that multiple companies and all companies that use that software are accessing the same version of the software, and it's often referred to as multi-tenant cloud technology, which means there's multiple companies, multiple users, multiple organizations that are using that technology. Now you can still, and you do still, keep your data separate and secure and private to you, but the software itself, the workflows, the capabilities, that's all managed in the cloud, and you're using the same version of the software that other people that use that software do. And that's a lot different than private cloud, where you have your own instance, your own version that you can create and change and modify however you want to. So those are the two primary differences and the two primary types of cloud technology is your private cloud and then your software as a service. With all the movement to and the momentum behind the movement to the cloud, there's a plethora of different providers of cloud offerings. The first type is the type of organization that simply provides hosting capabilities or the ability to take your software and your technology and host it in the cloud. And some examples, and some of the most popular examples of cloud hosting providers are AWS or Amazon Web Services and also Microsoft Azure. Those are two of the biggest providers. They're organizations that allow you to move your technology and software to the cloud. You also have software vendors and providers themselves that are providing cloud versions of their software. So, for example, Microsoft has a product called Microsoft Dynamics, which is a common business technology that you could either host on-premise, but you could also have them host it in the cloud for you, and they just so happen to own Azure as well, and that's where they host the Microsoft Dynamics solution. In addition, other common business technology providers like SAP and Oracle provide their own hosting capabilities for their products and their technologies. Now there's also software as a service providers. And if you recall, I talked about how software as a service or multi-tenant cloud is different than private cloud. So while Microsoft and Oracle and SAP allow you to have a private cloud version of their technology, There's other providers that only provide multi-tenant software as a service types of products and technologies. For example, in the enterprise resource planning or ERP space, NetSuite is the pioneer of SaaS or cloud ERP software. In the customer relationship management or CRM space, you have Salesforce. Within human capital management or HCM, you have Workday. Those are just a few examples of SaaS products that only exist as software as a service type solutions. And then finally, another type of common cloud technology provider is Internet of Things. So you think about different technologies, whether it be your Apple Watch or your Fitbit, or if you're an organization with automation on the shop floor that's tracking data points on the shop floor. A lot of times cloud providers can take that data and compile that data and provide analytics and allow you to make use of that data in the cloud. So those are just a few examples of the different types of technologies that either benefit from or are deployed by the cloud.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, just like any technology option, there are a number of pros and cons to deploying cloud technologies. Now, one of the biggest advantages of cloud technology is the convenience factor. So if you're a small or mid-sized organization, or if you just don't want to deal with a large, robust, or complex IT department or infrastructure, cloud systems can be a way to alleviate that and shift the responsibility and the maintenance and the upkeep of that technology to an outside vendor. So that's a big advantage, especially if you're a smaller startup or a high-growth company that doesn't want to invest money in an IT infrastructure or other types of capital costs, you can deploy that in the cloud. Now, another pro and con of cloud technology is flexibility. On one hand, cloud affords you a certain amount of flexibility in that you can now have someone else host the technology and you can run your day-to-day business, and it gives you the flexibility to invest your time and money elsewhere other than in managing technology. But on the other hand, if you're looking for technology itself to be flexible and to do whatever it is you need it to do, and your cloud provider doesn't provide that capability, there's some limitations on your ability to be able to change the technology to be able to do that. And this is especially true if you deploy one of those software as a service options that I mentioned, or those multi-tenant options. So for example, if you're using NetSuite on an ERP deployment, or even more fundamentally, if you're using your Gmail, you can't really change the way Gmail works. You can't change the way workflows happen within Gmail. And that's even more true for the bigger, more complex cloud technologies like NetSuite or other types of software as a service ERP providers. So flexibility is both a pro and a con, depending on your definition of flexibility. And it's important to recognize what those trade-offs are. Now, the other, I'll call neutral consideration, is cost. On one hand, you're saving cost of not having to invest in an IT department or maintain an IT infrastructure. But on the other hand, you're shifting those costs to a vendor. So you may get rid of those internal costs and those internal capital expenditures, but now you're simply shifting those dollars to a vendor. Now, technology providers may sell you on a marketing or sales message that suggests that cloud is cheaper than on-premise types of technologies, and that's simply not true in the long term. What we find is after 5 to 7 years, on average, it costs you more to invest in a cloud solution because you have a recurring subscription fee that continues into perpetuity. Whereas if you're investing in on-premise software and you install that software yourself and host it and own it, then that cost drops off and you just have a smaller ongoing maintenance cost. So think of it as a comparison or an analogy of leasing versus buying a car. Cloud technology is a lot like leasing a car, whereas on-premise technology is a lot like owning the car. Owning the car, you may have a bigger investment up front, but then it drops off after a certain period. Leasing a car, you have ongoing payments into perpetuity. Now, that may be okay for you, though, if you want someone else to deal with the IT and you want someone else to continue investing in R&D and upgrading the technology and improving the technology, it may very well be worth that added cost. But it's important to go in with eyes wide open and understand that you want to have a full picture of what your total cost of ownership is in the long term, and typically it is more expensive to own cloud technology versus on-premise. So there's a lot of momentum behind the cloud right now. Most vendors are moving to the cloud right now, and many organizations are beginning to adopt, if they haven't already, more and more cloud technology. Will the momentum behind this movement continue, or is it something that'll die off in the future? I don't have a good answer for that, but I do know that in the past, with other trends in the industry, it's almost like a pendulum that swings back and forth. Right now, the cloud is really hot, but I think there's enough limitations and trade-offs that haven't fully been exposed yet by a lot of organizations. And as more and more people and organizations use cloud technology longer term, I think some of those limitations and higher costs, for example, will become exposed, and that will be a good test as to whether or not people start to find more of a hybrid, balanced approach to some cloud solutions balanced with on-premise. And I think this will be especially true for organizations that require maximum flexibility. If they're a high growth or fast paced or fast changing organization, it may be the cloud technology isn't the right fit longer term because you need or want something that you can change and get your hands dirty with to help keep up with your business. So where we go in the future is yet to be seen, but the key consideration for you as you consider your options is to look at the pros and cons and assess the cost benefit of both cloud and on-premise and figure out what the right model is for you. And one thing to note here is that even though software vendors and industry analysts and software implementers are all touting the cloud right now, it's important to recognize they do that because they make more money off the cloud. So there's a heavy economic incentive in the industry to promote the cloud, and it may very well be that the cloud is right for you, but it may not be. So really cut through the noise and look at what your needs are and what your priorities are when determining whether or not the cloud is right for you. So to learn more about the cloud and other industry trends, I've provided links to a download below. It's a PDF report called the 2021 Digital Transformation Report. And in that report, we cover a number of trends related to cloud technologies and non-cloud technologies, as well as best practices in deploying technology for your organization. I encourage you to download that and check that out in the link below. I've also included a number of other links that will help you in your digital transformation journey. So I hope you found this information useful, and have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.